From Hollywood, the new Bueller Show, starring Amanda Randolph as...
Bueller, a smart little gal who's saving her kisses just for the man who's going to make her a missus.
From Hollywood, it's the new Bueller Show, brought to you transcribed. Well, neighbors, it looks like today is a red-letter day in the life of our friend Bueller. Did you know Miracle Pictures has chosen this little town to film a motion picture? And yesterday, the director of the picture asked Bueller to come for an interview.
And am I excited about it, Mr. Jacobs?
Well, I don't blame you, Bueller. You think you'll get a big part in the picture?
Oh, I'm bound to, Mr. Jacobs. Even if I just get half a meal on the screen, that'll be a big part. Oh, excuse me. I got to serve the whole breakfast. Good morning, folks.
Morning, Bueller.
Oh, good morning, Sarah Bernhardt.
Oh, that's all right, Miss Alice. I don't mind being compared to Miss Bernhardt.
Oh. I understand she was an actress, too. Well, as a matter of fact, Mr. Henderson and I are really excited about this, Bueller.
Oh, I know, Miss Alice. And I have never been so excited about anything in my life.
Well, I can sure imagine. Well, Bueller, you're certainly lucky. Everybody in this town wanted the chance to be in that picture.
Yes, and I hope you make out well in the interview. You know, the director will probably try to find out if you can act. Have you decided what to wear for the interview?
Oh, yes. A new print dress.
Oh.
I called Rudy at the cleaners to come by and pick it up so I can have it pressed just right.
Oh, that should be lovely.
Oh, that must be Rudy. Now, excuse me, folks.
You go right ahead, Rudy.
Good morning, Bueller. You got something to clean?
Got it right here, Rudy.
I sure hope that something belongs to Mr. Henderson. I just can't get used to the idea of him and ladies' clothes.
Well, if you work for the cleaners, you just got to get over that shyness, Rudy. Here's a dress.
A dress? Now, wait a minute, Bueller. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Don't hand it to me all at once like that. Just give it to me a little at a time.
Hmm? I'd like to help you out, Rudy, but my dress is one dress. I can't give it to you a little at a time. We'd be here all day. Now just put yourself together. Tell them to do an extra special job of pressing. I got an interview with the director of that movie they're making in town.
No fooling?
And do himself. That director's liable to put me in that picture.
Ooh, that's too bad, you. I can't stand making movie pictures. They're always so full of those love scenes.
Why, naturally, Rudy. Love is the most important thing in life. That's what makes the game of life worthwhile.
Personally, I wish they'd eliminate love from the game.
Oh, is that your opinion, huh? Well, if they ever do eliminate love from the game, I hope they wait till I've had my turn at bat.
I'd better get in the dressing room,
Julie. Okay, well, I'll walk out with you. I want to run next door anyhow and
tell my friend Oriole
the wonderful news. So long, Rudy. Oh, just wait till Oriole hears about me getting into the movie. Hello, Oriole.
Hey, Dr. Hines, come on in.
Oriole, I got the most wonderful news in the whole world to tell you. The most unbelievable thing that could ever have happened just happened.
Congratulations, honey. When's the wedding? Yeah, don't forget, you. I want to be your best man.
Well, I'm not getting married. The news I came over to tell you is that I got an interview with a director to become a movie actress.
A movie actress?
Uh-huh.
Honest to goodness.
Uh-huh.
Roger, huh?
Uh-huh.
You give me your word?
Uh-huh. Well, what do you say, Oriole?
I don't believe it.
Well, it's really true, Oriole. And who knows? If I'm good in this picture, maybe I'll even go to Hollywood.
Hollywood? Imagine that. You're not in Hollywood with all those handsome men.
Yeah. Hollywood's just full of them. I hear that when you walk down the street out there, you can't take two steps without bumping into a handsome man.
Well, Bueller, honey, take a 10-mile hike for me.
Of course, I'm not sure of going to Hollywood.
But if you do, Bueller, will you write to me?
Of course I will.
Oh, Beulah, this is awful.
What's the matter, Al?
We're going to be separated, Beulah, after all these years. Oh, it's awful. The two of us ain't going to be the Three Musketeers anymore.
Oh, there, Oriel. I'm going to miss you, too. That's my boyfriend Bill's knock. Now, don't cry your tears, honey, and I'll answer the door.
It's Bill, baby, your big and handsome life of the party.
Well, come on in, big and handsome, because this is one party that can use some life.
Miss Henson told me you were here, baby, so I thought I... What's the old one got the waterworks on for?
I just came over and told her about my interview with the director of that picture in town. She started crying.
Oh, no kidding, baby. You mean you got a part in that picture?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's wonderful news, baby. Wonderful news. What are you crying for, Oriole?
I know the teacher took my tattoo stuff with me, girl.
Ah, that's what I like about Oriole. She's always got a good reason.
Poor Oriole. She got all upset because she figured I might be leaving for Hollywood.
Hollywood?
Yes. And I just came back to think of her way out there with those handsome Hollywood walls.
You mean you don't want her to go?
No. I want her to take me with her.
Hollywood bulls. Hey, who's got something there? Now, remember, Beulah, baby, you're my girl.
Oh, of course I am, Billy. You got nothing to worry about. When I meet those men in Hollywood, they won't act any different than you did on our first date.
Uh-oh. Now I am worried.
I just know it, Bill. I'm losing someone that was a sister to me, and you're losing someone that was a brother to you.
Stop being silly, Oriole. Nothing's going to happen.
Well, I hope not, baby.
Oh, Billy boy. You know you're the only man in the world for me.
Even if you go away?
Uh-huh. No matter what happens, I'll always love you, Billy.
Well, I'll be doggone. I'll be doggone.
Why, Bill, do I detect a little tear in your
eye? Tear in my eye? Why, that's silly, baby. There ain't no tear in my eye.
Bill, I see it.
Oh, don't be silly, honey. That's just a figment of your imagination.
Well, it's a handkerchief, Bill.
A handkerchief?
Uh-huh. That figment is starting to run down your nose. Well, Miss Alice, I'm all set to leave for an interview. How'd I look?
Oh, just lovely, Beulah. The dress looks wonderful.
Thanks, Miss Alice.
And, Beulah, I want to wish you all the luck in the world with the director.
Well, thanks again. Yeah, sure, it's funny. Well, when I told Oriole about it this morning, she started to cry.
She did?
Mm-hmm. And even my boyfriend Bill got a tear in his eye when he thought I might be leaving for Hollywood.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah. It sure is. Nothing to cry about, is it, Miss Alice?
Of course not, Bill.
What are we crying for, Miss Alice?
Come on, Beulah, this is a happy occasion. You may be going on to fame and fortune. We should be happy about this.
Yes, I'm tickled silly.
We should be laughing.
I know, Miss Alice. Do you feel like laughing?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
Neither do I. Let's cry some more.
Harry, what time is it, dear?
Oh, it's about 5:30, honey.
Beulah's been gone for almost 2 hours.
Right about.
You know, I hope she does get a part in that picture.
Oh, yeah, she's got to be a wonderful break.
Mm. Oh, that must be your mouth.
Well, here I am, folks. Now what happened?
Hi, Beulah.
Oh, I've never been so happy in my life. It's wonderful. Just wonderful. Oh. The most wonderful thing that could have happened.
You mean the director's going to put you in the picture?
Oh, no. He wants me to cook for the cast.
He what?
Cook for the cast.
Yes. When he was here for dinner last night, he liked the food so much, he wants me to cook for everybody until they leave town.
Oh, well, but... Yola, aren't you disappointed?
Disappointed? Yeah. Now, there's no movie job that might take me away from here, and I'm the happiest girl in the world.
Well, Yola, that's really
cute.
Well, I just don't know what to say.
I don't know what to say either.
Suppose I know what to say. Love that girl, love that man,
and love the house. My name is Floopers. Everything happens to me. I guess the age of the real He-Man is gone, you know? Because, nobody could take it anymore. The other day, a bunch of us guys was working out in the field, and the other guys kept their hats on, and they took those silly salt tablets, and they drank water, you know, real careful, like, yeah, but not me. I took off my hat and my shirt, and I really worked up a He-Man sweat. And boy, I'll tell you, I must have drunk a gallon of water. I was doing just fine when everything started going round and round and round. Everything happens to me. Sunstroke. Can you imagine? A great big strong guy like me. Boy, did I feel bad. And I had a real bad sunburn also. I got to remember how to take it in hot weather around here. It's better, you know, because, everything happens to me. I wonder why.
Well, looks like I ain't going to be a famous movie star after all. I guess lots of people wouldn't like to be famous and have their name become a household word, but not me. The only household word I want my name to become is wife.
Listening to The Beulah Show, brought to you transcribed from Hollywood. The Beulah Show is produced and directed by Stephen Hades. It was written this week by Sherwood Schwartz, Arthur Julian, and Howard Lees. Music is by Gordon Tippy. This is Johnny Jacobs. United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.